Hello, this is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. Deuteronomy chapter 1 provides a synopsis of the life of the children of Israel during the Exodus. It speaks of God's blessings and the people's complaining, of God's provision and the people's faithlessness, of God's prohibitions and the people's own efforts to undo their sin. After 40 years of trudging through the wilderness, both geographically and spiritually, God brought them to the gateway of the Promised Land. The children that the parents feared would die in the wilderness were the ones to inherit the promise. While the chapter summarizes an historical people and time, it is also an accurate portrayal of humans in general, especially those who identify themselves as people endeavoring to follow the Lord. After God delivers us out of a situation that held us in bondage, we sometimes find ourselves longing for some parts of the past, forgetting the context in which we think that we enjoyed some of those pleasantries. Like the Israelites who longed for the finer foods of Egypt, we can miss out on what God has in the future, and even the present, by looking back with a skewed perspective. Hindsight isn't always 20/20. When God opens a door of blessing, we sometimes focus on the obstacles rather than the opportunities. Like the Israelites who concluded that they could not inherit the Promised Land because of the fortified cities and the giants, we can halt our own progression by not realizing that God will cause us to inhabit those cities and to slay those giants. Sometimes, when we mess things up, we try to make things right in our own way, just as when the people of the Exodus admitted to the sin of their faithlessness concerning the Promised Land, and then presumptuously went up to fight, contrary to the Lord's command, and it cost them. After all these failures of faith, God continued to lead them in the fire by night and the cloud by day. We have the Word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We have the Holy Spirit of truth, who guides us into all truth, taking of what is Christ's and declaring it to us. So, therefore, we also, having so great a cloud of witnesses lying around us, having laid aside every weight and the easily surrounding sin, through patience let us also run the race set before us, looking to the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Now, go honor your king.